now to take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, where Carl Phillips, our commentator, will interview Professor Richard Pearson, famous astronomer. We take you now to Princeton, New Jersey.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Phillips speaking to you, the observatory at Princeton. Standing in a large, temperate room, and it's like a separate hot ball.
Thank you. We'll be right back. flying by, but I ain't wrecked daydream, or they're gonna wonder why. I'm out there shooting innocents for secret objectives. Poor kids seeing things from a killer's perspective. I never thought I'd thank the Lord for our side. Being no use for spotting tanks, no. Couldn't make out the back of a roadside explosion. Can't be responsible for teammates who don't live. I never thought I'd smile about breathing air in. That isn't foul with dead bodies, so I'm wasting voice. And vanish things getting in, never had to withstand that. Kinda hoping if I do, I'm gonna sleep with the lamp black. And I mustn't give in, can't take the easy route. No, death encroaching on my culture, I'm slipping a stab. So I need to get serious, don't wanna spark a fear. So there's something all of you got to hear. But this is something all of you got to hear.
What? Almost identical in appearance. He had his mind on fly. pay this month's rent, you know, and have a little leftover for food if you'll just tell me a second story.
What am I, a second story man? If it's adventures you want, make them up yourself. Look, here! In the London Exaggerator, it's full of them.
What? Hey.
Man costs up town in Brussels. Yankee pig nut swindle
of
shocks Parliament.
Really, what? He was so
shot and insulted in melee. Giant green
giant
cheese stolen.
What's wrong, Stones?
I saddled my
the
pipe.
Giant reached
no
in after him.
For I perceive that
Mickey had to use his scissors to snip his way out of the sleeve.
There lurks a
then a fine idea came to him. He took his needle and sewed the giant's sleeves together. He sewed as fast as he could. Soon the giant could not move his arms. Mickey wrapped the heavy thread round and round and round the giant's body.
Mine.
Now the
mine.
Giant was unable to move at all.
No,
with a
Kurtan, old man.
Crash
you might as well
down.
Ask who's behind the giant rat of Sumatra.
And the tree
okay, well, Stones, who's behind?
The
he's the giant rat of Sumatra.
Damn, you're fat, Swallow.
What?
Fast fats
and all.
But I shall never be tricked into telling a tale for which the world is not yet prepared.
Mickey returned to
the king's pity.
Oh,
tale for which the world is not yet prepared.
Then we'd better be prepared for thin times, old scout. There's only a spoon of cocoa left in the can.
Yes, to live, a rat must be chewed.
And so must we all be till we die, eh?
I did not say it.
Thank you. Bob Johnston on TV!
Perfect acceleration in the temporal space.
I know all about what happened because I was there. Everything started the day Tom Tom, the piper's son, and Mary Mary, quite contrary, decided that they would get married. They told everyone in Mother Goose about
this is a portable brainwave detector.
Except Barnabas, who lived in his house. Barnaby won.
It's a weapon.
Tom and throwing off his malfunctioning. After the party, Tom took Mary home. Gonzago and Rodrigo hid. Just out of
the tower screen.
Thank you.
is number one.
Yeah.